Susan Mendenhall, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, the activity on Fort Wayne's art scene has been exceptionally wild and wonderful this year. So before we take a look at some of those brightest accomplishments, why do you think this was?
A few years ago, we did a cultural plan at Arts United, and we talked to about 2,300 people, and we heard over and over again about this desire to claim our place as a national destination for arts and culture, because it sets our community up for growth culturally, socially, economically. And gosh, we are achieving that goal.
Overachieving,
maybe. Exciting. Overachieving. We are punching above our weight class.
Would you say that the activity is pretty widely and evenly distributed around the arts scene?
You know, I would. We have extraordinarily strong performing arts organizations. We have really incredible public art that's popping up all over downtown. I would love to see more happen in the region and happen in our neighborhoods. And there is work being done in those areas as well.
I think that's just fantastic. And since there's a lot to talk about, we're going to talk about five of the great ones. And you had the hard job that was honing it down to five-ish. I think you might have trying to throw a little extra one in there. So let's start. What do you have first on your list?
Well, I have to start with a caveat that these are my personal favorites. And I would encourage anybody who's listening to this to think of your personal favorites. But these are mine. The first one is, I just loved the performance of Anushka Shankar at IPFW's Our Performing Hall. Anushka was brought here by Shruti Fort Wayne, which is an organization that celebrates Indian culture and heritage here. And it was a packed house. Totally exciting. Another great activity that happened this year was the performance of Gerald Arpino's Light Rain by the Fort Wayne Ballet. Many may not know that the Fort Wayne Ballet is the only professional ballet company in the state of Indiana and one of the few in the Midwest. And for them to be given the rights to perform Light Rain was just an extraordinary honor for them. It is a piece that was inspired by Joffrey Company with lots of homage to the 1980s disco scene.
And you're making a good point, because we love our arts organizations and we have a wonderful and acclaimed bunch of them right here in Fort Wayne. They also have national attention and the national ear for events like this. How does that make you feel as the president of Arts United that we have that
kind
of clout?
I am just thrilled to be in the audience often and really do my part in cheering these really talented performers and artists on in our community, and just thank them for choosing Fort Wayne, because they have a choice and they've chosen to be here in Fort Wayne and share their talent with all of us.
That's a great point. And okay, what's next on your list?
The next one on my list is the Middle Waves Music Festival. This year we celebrated the second year and it was bigger and better than ever on the banks of the rivers at Headwaters Park in September. It's coordinated by this amazing committee of volunteers, and they bring national talent and they mix it with our local talent. And what just floors me is that our local performers and music scene is every bit as exciting and talented as the national talent that we're able to bring in. And it's a really cool family-friendly mixture. So our whole family got to go to Middle Waves and spend the entire weekend celebrating our river, celebrating Fort Wayne, and celebrating our momentum.
We have three rivers. They have three stages, and two of those three stages are free. So it makes it such an affordable and really unthinkably wonderful and cool event. It's just a rush for all of us.
Well said, Julia. My next favorite event was in April. It was the Fort Wayne Philharmonic's performance of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It was cool because if you're a Harry Potter fan as I am, I got to see a movie with the score performed by our Fort Wayne Philharmonic. And the performance encouraged people to bring their Hufflepuff and their Ravenclaw and their Gryffindor and their Slytherin outfits. It was immersive. It was just so exciting to be in the Coliseum and here our Fort Wayne Philharmonic perform.
Certainly a multimedia extravaganza. Our own Philharmonic has tried so hard successfully to be relevant, to be engaging, connecting to the 21st century, to more and newer generations while keeping their old ones. It does sound like it had something something for everyone.
Absolutely. The orchestra is incredibly diverse. What they offer includes the Masters, the Bachs, the Beethovens, the Brahms, but also this next year they'll be doing a really great performance of Video Games Live, which is video game music that's written for orchestra. And they'll be bringing Amy Grant in January. So they really are offering something for everybody. And I would encourage everybody to take a look at their program offerings.
And when folks wonder, what is the state of classical music? Well, right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, it is alive and well and going to keep that way. And I think that's, again, a huge star in our own cultural skyline.
Absolutely.
Now, we've got a lot of them, and well, give me one more on your official list of favorites.
Okay, one more. And Julia, you may think that I'm saying this just to flatter you, but I'm not, because this was one of my absolute personal favorites, which is Meet the Music during the Taste of the Arts Festival.
Oh my goodness, what a compliment that is.
Well, the WBOI team does such a great job bringing Meet the Music to Friday night of Taste of the Arts. And Taste of the Arts is something that's near and dear to my heart because it's coordinated by Arts United. And I get to see our team be at their very best for an entire weekend and welcome 30,000 people downtown to the arts campus. Meet the Music this year featured Love Hustler and the Sweetwater All-Stars. And oh my gosh, what a great experience to be outside, to be taking opportunities to sample some of our local cuisine and hear great music.
Speaking from our side of the microphone, yes, it was incredible. And also a record-breaking crowd that was the harbinger of what was to come. I think you had another record-breaking crowd that entire weekend for the festival.
We did. In fact, insider tip, we sold out of the food tickets and we had to go into our stores from past food tickets and sell even more. So we were really thrilled with the turnout. We had more than 75 musical performances on 11 stages. We had lots of hands-on activities for kids and this really wonderful Friday night kickoff featuring Meet the Music, which really engaged our community in diverse ways.
I have to say, everyone involved, including our own WBOI team, is just so proud to be a part of such an activity. So we officially were talking about five on your list. When we've got five, is there anything else that you just can't go on without adding to this little mix of cool things that we're talking about?
Oh my gosh, yes. And I could go on for lists. I only had five, but I'm going to sneak in one more experience that happened in 2017. And that was Fort Wayne Sister Cities brought the Taizhou Chinese Opera to Fort Wayne in October. And my gosh, what it's like to experience that kind of cultural event with one of our sister cities was just extraordinary. It sold out, packed the house of the Arts United Center, and the performers that came from China, came from Taizhou, brought beautiful artistry, beautiful costumes, beautiful music. It was just a joy to be part of that.
The fact that we have four sister cities, I think that's pretty exciting. It just speaks well of the international feeling and flair and love of arts that we have right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I just marvel at the fact that it exists in such strength.
Absolutely. Fort Wayne is part of a global community. And sometimes I think we get lost in being part of Northeast Indiana or the state of Indiana or the United States. But when we really think about the international exchanges that happen culturally and economically between Fort Wayne's really amazing companies, if you think about what Sweetwater Sound is doing, what Fort Wayne Metals is doing, what Medical Protective is doing, we are playing in a global game of economic development. And when you get to see a cultural exchange like that, it just reminds you of that.
Very nicely, in fact, yes. Okay, are we on an upward spiral with art-centric development, on a roll, if you will? And can you dare say that this coming year it's going to continue to grow, maybe even snowball?
Oh my gosh, snowballing is the perfect word, Julia. I'm so excited about this next year. Our community is growing so rapidly, and the real source of that growth is that people are participating, they're engaging, and we've got more and more people coming out to arts and cultural events than ever before. And the events are becoming more and more diverse. So there truly is something for everyone here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. An example of one of the projects that's coming up that I'm particularly excited about is Wunderkammer Company's Design Week. It reminds me that there are more than 18,500 creative economy jobs in Fort Wayne. And this is an entire week dedicated to professions that are in design. And it attracts talent from all over Northeast Indiana and the state of Indiana to Fort Wayne to celebrate Fort Wayne's heritage and being focused on design and innovation and technology.
And this, again, is becoming quite an established annual to have right here in Fort Wayne.
That's right. It's grown so big now in its third year. I would just keep your eye on it. It's coming up May 7th through May 11th. Another great project that I'm excited about is the Voices of Unity will be doing their praise celebration at IPFW's Our Performance Hall on January 7th, so coming up really soon. And this is the same choir coordinated by the Unity Performing Arts Foundation that has won the gold medal at the World Choir Games in China. This is the choir that's performed for the Pope at the Vatican. And as community members of Fort Wayne, you can go see the Voices of Unity choir perform right here at IPFW.
Speaking of local heroes and sheroes, yes, we never have a shortage of those, do we?
We do not, no. And another local hero that I would mention is Greg Stieber. He's a local playwright, and he works with the Fort Wayne Youth Theater every year to develop the Young Heroes of Conscious series. This is a series that follows children who make a difference in our community. They have done locally produced, locally written that highlighted the lives of Ryan White and Ruby Bridges and Anne Frank. This year, in early February, they'll be doing Young Harriet Tubman, which is a great story.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like there's no let up, which is a wonderful thing in our arts excitement that we're going to be having. So, Susan, Fort Wayne, as we've been discussing, has a sterling reputation nationwide for its creative spirit and many longstanding arts organizations, including your own Arts United. From your position there and straight from your heart, what do you wish to everyone in our community for the coming year?
Try something new. I would just encourage our community members to reach outside of your comfort zone. This is a community that has tremendously diverse arts and cultural offerings, diverse in terms of celebrating diverse cultures, but also diverse art forms and activities. And our community members who are providing these arts and cultural experiences are really digging deep and doing things that are meaningful, not only at a local or regional level, but at a national level. So get involved, get engaged, go out and try something new. You won't regret it.
Susan Mendenhall is president of Arts United. Thank you so much for joining us today with this wonderful State of the Arts report, Susan. And here's to our most vibrant community.
Thank you, Julia. It's been a pleasure.